This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Kevin Cox, the on-field MC for the Lansing Lugnuts, but unfortunately not for too much longer. Kev, when did you first get the job with Lansing?
This is my fourth season with the organization, and I used to work for Q106, the radio station in town that's part of Midwest Communications. And my buddy Brian Christie, he was the MC, and there's a fine line of MCs before him. All coming from the radio station Q106. So when there was an opening, I got a call that I would be a good MC. So I had to go through a couple auditions, and they saw something in me because about a month later, I was live on the field for my very first game.
From that first year now up until this year, what has changed about the way that you are the MC?
I have a lot more confidence. I play with the crowd a lot more. The crowd, they're sometimes a little feisty. Like, there's a game last week where two people tied in a game, and third base decided to boo me a little bit. So I could have just took it, but instead I bowed and I said, thank you very much, third base side. And they clapped afterwards because I just gave it right back to them. So it's nice. I basically have a lot more confidence than my first game out there. And it's a learning thing. Like, a lot of things we do the same, but every year that has gone by, new promotions have come out that have gotten a little bit more exciting. Like, when the weather's nice, we do a lot more water activities, and they're a little bit more, like, eye-appealing to the crowd. So it's fun. It's a great time to be out there. I love it.
Well, unfortunately, we're into your final couple of games here. You're about to move down to Kentucky for a new job. What are some of those moments that you look back on and say, I'll never forget that as MC for the Lugnuts?
I was actually thinking about this the other day. Like, last year, my girlfriend, for the final game of the season, she surprised me and she wore a Kevin's number one fan t-shirt. And I saw it and I was just like, oh, that's really nice. And like, when my grandparents, who don't travel very much, they came to a game last year too, and it meant a lot when family come from all over the state to come see me, or even when I'm just at the gate after the game saying goodbye to people, and people come up and say, Kevin, you did a great job today. Kevin, can't wait to see you again next week. And then I think, like, I'm only the guy who talks on the microphone, but people recognize me just as much. Well, not as much as a player. I'm not that cool, don't get me wrong. But it's nice, and for the acknowledgement that people give me. So I look back at it, and I have a lot of good times, a lot. And it definitely helps me as my professional career, too, because with going out in the field, on the dugout, on the field, in front of sometimes a crowd of 10,000-plus, when I'm in that boardroom with 20 people, I can command that just as well as I can, like, a large group of people. So it had, like, being out here as the MC has definitely given me the knowledge for my professional career as well.
What's one thing that maybe some people might think goes on in your life as the MC, but isn't quite what they think? Take us behind the curtain.
I'm not as cool as I seem. I'm really not. I go out there, I might have some confidence, but I'm a big dork outside the doors, outside the gates of the Cooley Law School Stadium. And I think people can see I'm kind of a silly guy out on the field, too, because I definitely wear some costumes. Like, tonight's 90s night, so I'm sporting the Yo Home Smell You Later Will Smith Fresh Prince of Bel-Air shirt. Like, it's just a fun atmosphere. It's definitely a place where you can't have a bad day, because if you don't smile, you don't have the energy. And it's not just my position, it's you on the radio. You know, they can hear you, and when you're out there telling them visuals of what happened to the field, if you don't sound happy, people aren't going to be entertained. And with Joe, the PA announcer, he has to be having an A-plus game every single day. So it's definitely a job that's amazing. And I'm very, very thankful from that first call that I got, just randomly asked him to come and audition. And it's just a job I fell in love with.
Back to your shirt. So you've dressed up in some peculiar outfits over the years. What are some that come to mind?
Yes, some crazy outfits. I'd say my least favorite outfit that I guess I get out of this year, because Superhero Night's next month, is the Captain America outfit. But that's also the outfit that landed me on ESPN as one of the top 10 theme nights for minor league baseball. So, like, Jimmy Buffett night, that one's kind of fun because I just get to wear, you know, swim trunks and a white t-shirt. But on Superhero Night, I have to don the Captain America outfit. But it's not just me. The whole marketing team usually wears, like, all the costumes. So I'm just not down there feeling a little silly for myself. But like I said, it's a visual. People are here for the game, number one, but the entertainment value is definitely an aspect to come enjoy the game as well.
Speaking of Kevin Cox, the on-field MC for the Lansing Lugnuts. So, Kevin, what's next for you?
I am officially moving to Middle Central Kentucky. It's actually only an hour north of Bowling Green, but I'm not going to be a Hot Rods fan. Can't. I have to be a Lansing Lugnuts fan. So I'm moving down there. I accepted a corporate buying job with an automobile company. So I'm excited to get my career back on track, and this is a great opportunity. Michigan has gone through some economic times. The job front isn't necessarily the best. So I have to move down south for a little bit, but I definitely want to return back to the area. So I'll always be a Lugnuts fan through and through.
Kev, best of luck to you, and thank you very much for your time, and thank you for what you've done here.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it, and go Nuts.
All right. That's Kevin Cox, the on-field MC for the Lansing Lugnuts. I'll return shortly. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.